Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You heard the news, I'm sure, yeah. Within the past couple of hours regarding NY27. What are your thoughts?
Well, the ballot's been set, and this is part of the process. The Republican Party nominated Chris Collins, and he appears to be staying on the line through November. Democrats have a very energetic candidate, Nate McMurray, a supervisor in a very conservative town in western New York. He's done some very good things there. The National Democratic chair is in western New York today, stumping for Nate McMurray. I think he'll have the financial support he needs, and this is what elections are about.
Do you think this is the way, is this the way you thought it would go, wanted it to go?
Well, I think there was pretty clear speculation that there was an effort to get Chris Collins off the ballot. And it seemed as though he was cooperating, but something seems to have occurred in the last several days that put an end to that. And they can't get him off the ballot unless he's willing to come off the ballot. So the fact of the matter is he will remain on the ballot in November, and it's going to be an issue, obviously.
So you're in Congress. So you deal with this every day. How do you go to Washington as a sitting member of Congress in this scenario? How do you go about your daily business and do what needs to be done for the people in your district?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. He doesn't have committee assignments anymore, and obviously this will not be adjudicated before the November election, so that's not going to change. So it appears as though from here on out through the end of the calendar year, that Chris Collins will still be in Congress. But he will be on the ballot in November, and that's there's nothing they can do about that. The party, the local Republican Party, or the National Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, without his cooperation. So whatever occurred in those discussions, whether it's a legal strategy or a political strategy, I don't know. And as I heard briefly, the chairman of the Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, said he has to respect Chris Collins' decision.
Setting aside Republicans, Democrats, Independents, whatever party might be, I mean, this kind of is one of the reasons the public has a bad taste for politics and politicians.
Yeah, for good reason and with justification. It's on both sides. You know, certainly the most publicized problems are with Republican members of Congress, but Democratic members of Congress also have experience similar things, and you're right, it contributes to the negative view that people have about the institution of Congress generally, and that's a bad thing. It's not the only reason that Congress has low approval ratings, but certainly it's a contributing factor to it, and it's unfortunate because, you know, the institution of Congress historically, in terms of constitutional powers, is the most powerful branch of government. To tax and spend, to make laws, and the administration enforces laws, the executive branch enforces laws. And I think of late, Congress has been marginalized in a lot of ways. And I just think, I wish it would just get back to its traditional role. They call that in congressional parlance regular order, but it basically means empowering the members, empowering the committees to do what it is they were set up to do. And I think too much power, both on the Republican side and the Democratic side, has been centralized under one leader, and that's not good for the process.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.